They have one last day to make their case. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. But candidates across America have fewer people to persuade. An AP tally shows more than 33 million voters have already cast ballots early. For those who have not, in Pennsylvania, Democrat John Fetterman says,
"This standing in front of you, I'm so proud to be here. This is what recovery looks like. 5 months after a stroke."
He has painted Dr. Mehmet Oz as an extremist from outside the state, the Republican tells Fox.
"John Fetterman can't work with other people. He doesn't even like the moderates in his own party, and a radical like that in Washington will be destabilizing."
Now, that is one of several states with close races to determine which party controls the Senate, and it might take a while to know who won in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania officials aren't allowed to begin validating mail-in ballots until Election Day. There's also a closely watched legal battle over undated ballots. State law says that voters have to fill out, sign, and date the mail-in ballots. At issue is whether the votes can still be counted if they weren't dated. Pennsylvania's Supreme Court says for now they cannot be counted, but that county election officials are to set them aside and keep them.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Mail-in ballots also cannot be validated till tomorrow in Wisconsin, where there's also another close race. All those North Korean missile tests last week were practice strikes. That's what its military says, warning it could hit U.S. and South Korean targets.
Last week, Pyongyang set off dozens of missiles, including one long-range weapon that reportedly failed and landed in the Sea of Japan. North Korea's military said they were a warning to South Korea and the U.S. to stop what it called dangerous joint aerial drills known as Vigilant Storm. Those ended as planned on Saturday.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. At a climate change summit in Egypt, the head of the UN warns,
"We are on a highway to climate hell with our foot still on the accelerator."
Antonio Guterres urging countries to do more to curb emissions. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden will go to that climate change summit in Egypt on Friday. Today, he'll campaign for Democrats in Maryland. Last night at a rally for Governor Kathy Hochul in New York, the president once again talked about energy, days after saying coal plants will be closed in the future.
"There is no more drilling. I haven't formed any new drilling."
But that anti-drilling stance comes as gas prices are still unusually high. The president points out that they are well below their peak back in June, tweeting this: "Right now, the most common price at gas stations across the country is $3.19 per gallon. That's progress." But that metric he used, most common price, understates the actual average price Americans are paying.
That's Fox's Doug Luzader. AAA's average, $3.80. That's up 4 cents from last week. Former President Trump will be out campaigning for Republicans today. He'll go to Ohio. Seems like every day there are stories about Twitter after Elon Musk took over the social media company. There are reports now he's trying to rehire some of the Twitter employees fired last week after Musk took control of the company. He let about half the workforce go. There's also this.
Musk tweeting Sunday, "Going forward, any Twitter handles engaging in impersonation without clearly specifying parody will be permanently suspended." This comes after Twitter suspended comedian and Kathy Griffin's account after she changed her name on her verified account to Elon Musk, adding a photo of the new Twitter chief, though her handle stayed the same. Critics were quick to call out Musk, who has made efforting free speech his main goal in purchasing and modifying Twitter. Musk responding, "My commitment to free speech extends even to not banning the account following my plane, even though that is a direct personal safety risk." Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising, pointing to gains to start the week. A $2 investment could make someone a billionaire tonight. The Powerball jackpot up to $1.9 billion, a record U.S. lottery prize. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.